Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
I put expired cream in my coffee today, and I thought I could stomach it, but man, it's really leaving a wang in my mouth. Like, just a terrible taste.
It's a sickener.
That is a sickener.
It was, the expiration date was the 12th. Today is what? 27th. Yeah.
You know, that's pushing it with cream. Is it like fresh cream in the milk section or one of those highly chemically constructed ones?
It's an organic, pretty fresh sort of thing.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, live from Studio C.
C's in your
dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. Hey, everybody. Today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The geniuses at NASA. They reached out into the far stretches of the cosmos to knock a meteor off course in a bold experiment to protect the planet.
Cool.
Zip zoo.
Awesome. We have more on that that amazing story that happened. As I always say about this sort of stuff, it just seems so it's incongruous or just interesting, I guess, that humanity has got both things going. Something as amazing as this, as we get closer and closer to going to Mars, and meanwhile, same old human nature, same as the caveman. No different at all than the caveman of, you got stuff I want, I'm going to take it, is what's dominating the world and could end the planet today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something. Human beings, yeah. We got one part where we've moved so much further from the caveman, and then another part that actually weighs more heavily on society that hasn't changed an iota.
Just the tools, but the impulse, sure, it's the same. Yeah. We are as grubby and horrible as ever as a species, yet capable of achieving mind-boggling feats, right?
Yeah. So we got a lot more on that, too. The most dangerous story in the world. Have you seen the lines at the border of Russia? The people trying to leave 10 miles long of cars, almost entirely men between like 19 and 50 trying to get out of the country.
Tell you what, if I'm a 16-year-old, I want to leave too.
Yeah. Now they're being accepted into Kazakhstan, who made a big announcement. You're welcome here. We'll take care of you. Kazakhstan, who's been an ally of Russia all these years and at least put up with Putin to try to get along with him, we understand the war's got to end and, you know, come to our country. The leaders of both Turkey, Erdogan, and India, Modi, both said, you got to give the land back, dude. You got to give the land back. And Xi with China said, you got to end the war, dude. So he's got no friends at this point.
Given many, many opportunities to say something of even the weakest sort in support of the Russian special military action, the Indians and the Chinese in particular declined to utter a word of support. Nothing.
And Erdogan specifically saying you got to give the land back. That's something.
Wow.
We went through the list the other day, the only six countries that voted with Russia on whatever ridiculous Security Council sort of measure in the UN they had the other day. And it was Syria, North Korea, Iran, some country in Africa I'd never heard of. Places like that. Those are his friends.
Yeah. You know, often useful in life to look around at the company you're keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Good way to measure stuff.
And so, as we talked about yesterday...
Well, and another way to measure countries is how many people want to get in? How many people want to get out?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Look at the United States. Badmouth the United States.
Just look at it.
Got millions of people trying to sneak in all the time from all over the world. I was listening to a great roundtable of smart people today on one of your cable news channels about, how's this end? I mean, if he goes, then what? You still have the largest nuclear arsenal in the hands of who?
Yeah, I think what the world needs to seek is some sort of orderly succession scenario in the future, the near or long-term future. That we need that.
In a dictatorship when they have to kind of rebuild everything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what would serve the world.
Sure.
And, you know, you can get hung up on, well, it is wrong. We've got to overthrow the dictator. But no, it's just, no. Sorry, the nukes change everything. So, you know, new dictator, maybe we can work with him better. One of his buddies. I don't know. See, that's the problem with dictatorships, is dictators deliberately do not designate a successor. Because the moment you do, the successor's coming for you. And lining up people behind him and saying, yeah, I realize we were talking about 2030, but, you know, things are going poorly now. Why don't we do the succession now? So there's always a vacuum.
Man, my coffee tastes terrible.
Well, stop drinking it.
What will it do to
me? Good Lord.
Drinking old cream, what's it likely to do to me?
Vomitus and rampant diarrhea. Yes.
That doesn't sound, that's not going to help my day.
Nor mine. Yuck.
We should start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Tuesday, September 27th, the year 2022. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of something so funny to say, but it's over the line. All right, let's begin the show officially now. According to FCC rules and regulations, we're leaping into action at mark.
Looks to me like we're headed straight in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Seven, six,
wow.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Wow.
We're getting visual confirmation.
All right.
And we have impact.
Is that the actual impact with the asteroid and the sounds of the old arcade game Asteroid,
which I can play.
Authorize this?
Which I can play in my Tesla. It has Asteroid in it, which is very handy. The old Asteroid game with the sound effect.
Oh, my gosh.
So you watched it. What was it like to see? Could you see the?
Well, I remembered with about 10 minutes to go that, oh, that's right, that's coming up. I should have set myself an alarm, but I'm an idiot. Anyway, yeah, I did. It was amazing because the spacecraft that was sent to smash into the asteroid and nudge it from its orbit was sending back images as it got closer and closer. And the thing went from just kind of a glowy blur next to a much bigger glowy blur because it was an asteroid that orbits a much bigger asteroid. But it came more and more into focus to the point that in the final image, it was like standing in my backyard looking down.
Wow.
Just before the impact. I mean, granted, the landscape itself was just a rocks. I mean, it was a lot of little rocks on a bigger rock. But the clarity of it at that mind-boggling distance, and it was just seeing a glimpse of something that far away as if it's in front of your face. For some reason, I just found it awe-inspiring.
Yeah. Huh. And so did we give that asteroid what for? Let him know who's boss?
I think they got to do something.
That's right. That's the head of the mission right there. I believe they need to do some measurements and calculations to figure out to what extent we did nudge it into a different orbit.
Gotcha.
All as the lady made clear right after the clip ended, the first ever intergalactic mission to save planet Earth. A real one, not a movie.
Yeah. Which I understand streams of Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing were very high yesterday because that was the hit song that came out of the big asteroid movie. So we'll have to get that on the air today, Michael. I think it's another example of the ugly American in the way that we show up to European countries in baseball caps and fanny packs. Now we're going out into space and blasting into perfectly innocent asteroids minding their own business.
You know, I got to admit, I had a flash of... This does remind me a little bit of the early days of other sciences. Like, you know, if you were an earth scientist, a zoologist or whatever, and you went looking for interesting species, if you encountered one, the first thing you'd do is kill it and bring it home.
Right, right.
And it did. It had just a touch of the feel of that.
Yeah, but, asteroids aren't alive.
Well, no, they're just a pile of rocks. On the other hand, there was a bit of a, okay, we're dicking around, if you will, with to cite the technical term, with forces and things that we haven't before. So may end well, may not.
So was it headed toward Earth, or did we just pick a random one?
Picked a random one.
But so now it might be headed toward Earth.
It's headed for the heart of Tokyo. It's highly classified, but a source just told me that. No, that just, it was practicing. It was using the gear to see how well it worked and in what way.
Isn't that amazing that we have spent billions of dollars on a project to, if we have to someday, the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, we would have seen it come and pushed it out of the way. That's amazing. Wow. That should get more attention.
Yeah, I suppose. We're giving it attention.
Sure. How does mailbag look before we move on?
Oh, it's good. It's full of kind and gentle constructive criticism.
I get a lot of that on the text line, too. Kind and gentle constructive criticism coming from a place of love.
Yes, yes. You'll enjoy it.
You said a second ago you thought of something to say, but it was across the line. I had one of those experiences over the weekend where I made a joke that went too far. Hurt some feelings, had to retract, and I had to explain to someone about the whole nature of being edgy. And if you're going to be edgy, if you're going to walk on the edge, which is funny.
Exactly.
Every once in a while, you're going to tiptoe over on the other side of the edge.
If it makes you grin, you leave it in.
Right? It's Michael's standard.
You know, if you got edgy friends, sometimes they're going to say something too much for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no doubt about it. So a lot of good stuff on the way. Text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show. Rise and shine.
CBO, nonpartisan, came out yesterday and scored Biden's loan forgiveness plan at $400 billion. So there you go.
Yeah, well, the expense ain't half of it, if you ask me. It's morally, constitutionally, ethically bankrupt. It's illegal. It's regressive. It's idiotic. It's pandering.
Well, that the amount of money matters in that it would easily be the most expensive stroke of a pen by a single human in American history, and that's not the way our government is supposed to work.
And the only thing you hear about it, and we'll get into this a little bit more later in the hour, is there may be legal challenges. Yeah, there are going to be legal challenges, and they'll win. It's absurd. It's idiotic.
It was a gesture. It was a gesture, which is what pretty much all of politics is now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a publicity stunt, indeed. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Going back to our series from William Arthur Ward, American journalist of the 20th century, writer. Opportunities are like sunrises. If you wait too long, you miss them.
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, strike while the iron is hot.
Mm.
In other words, oh, there's another one.
Now you struck while the iron was cold, you idiot!
It was hot earlier.
Well, it's like sunrise. You're going to miss it. Mailbag. Hey.
Oh, remind me. I just saw something about this. Remind me to talk about Dahmer, the new Netflix series. I started that last night.
Oh, no.
Remind me to talk about that.
Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Oy. Not a comedy.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Perhaps you'd like to watch that fine bit of entertainment with the kids. No, tell us how you like it.
No, don't watch it with a Marine.
Suitable for no audience. All right, moving along. Hypocrites is this note from Daniel. Surely not a new concept for you two Biden-hating, snickering idiots, but surely some parts of your brains know the right, as long as Trump keeps his testicular stranglehold, will never be good for your and my country, snickering idiots. Okay, thank you for the constructive criticism.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Then this from Kevin, who is by far our most virulent and damn near only Russia-supporting listener. WTF even is this show? Jack is, I'm going to use a term, I'm going to read it that I never use, ever. Because you ought to hear what's in the email. Jack is an actual retard.
Wow.
A bellicose, fear-mongering, ignorant retard. If anyone on the show there had done any research at all outside of parroting mainstream media, you would know that Shoigu has said multiple times NATO troops in Moscow would result in nuclear warfare. Seriously, Jack is a effing ape.
Wow.
Again, more nuanced constructive criticism.
Remember my son once said, I'm being raised by apes. He's unhappy about some parenting thing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. One of America's finest young editorialists. Let's see. Bringing your whole self to
work. My response would be that, is you going to let the Russian general dictate terms on what you can do and what you can't do? They're gonna decide where the line is, not the rest of the free world?
Well, both get a vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My response would be, that's like your opinion, man.
You're a blanking ape. All right, Ricky the Bricky writes, on bringing your whole self to work, which is the new hot trend in the C-suite, in the board of director. We need everybody to bring their whole self to work. Your personality, your quirks, your fears, your passions, your love life, your sports. It just, everybody should know everybody completely at work, which just horrifies me. Ricky the Bricky writes, I don't know about you guys, but it seems to me this country was a hell of a lot better when you just brought your ass to work instead of your whole self, working on my old man sayings. Yeah. Coming along well, Ricky. Jeff from Missouri on the concept of the joke. Thought about the discussion yesterday regarding the joke among politicians. And that is, how would you describe it, Jack, briefly?
They all think that democracy, that the country and democracy and our system of government is something you can just mess around with. That's the joke. Everything's a joke. You know, I say things I don't believe and people even know I don't believe them. And I say other things off camera. I call people racists or say they're trying to, or fascists or whatever. I don't really mean it. I don't really think it. I just, you know.
Yeah, and we'll do anything to raise money. None of it matters. So I've thought about your discussion regarding the joke amongst politicians. These people that lead our biggest institutions are not there because they were nice and compassionate people. They're not there because they wear integrity around their neck. The people willing to step on others' heads to get that much power are all narcissists and even worse, sociopaths. They're essentially addicts, and their addiction is control and manipulation. So, of course, they get off on it and have fun and laugh about manipulating people. It's like they're high on drugs when they're wielding their power. You know, I think that's a pretty good description of politicians until they prove otherwise.
Yeah. Not a joke. All of them.
There are leaders, and you'd hope they could lead us in a different direction, but it seems to be what the people want. We get the government we deserve. It seems to be what the people want. The over-the-top belligerence.
People were sure fired up about the Stacey Abrams no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks thing. We've got some notes on that I want to share with
you. Yeah, we should revisit that topic if you don't know that story. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got one very coarse text about what happened to them when they ate old yogurt. Said, stay away from my expired cream, okay? Also got this. Now that the aliens that are watching know that we can put a rocket right down their pie hole, we might get invaded any day. All right.
Wow, a preemptive strike. I get it.
Do you remember Rachel Dolezal, the fake black person turned out to be race activist? She's got an OnlyFans page, which apparently is getting a lot of attention today. She's turned to that. Among other things, wow, we can talk about the Dow is now officially a bear market, down 20% from its high. I might get these mixed up, but it doesn't really make any difference. The S&P is down 23% for the year. The NASDAQ, 30% for the year. So that's where we are on that.
Oh, man, I was rich for a while. Now I'm not again.
Don't look at your statements. I made that mistake on Friday by accident. My kids' college funds. What? I mean, luckily I don't need them right now, but if you did, crap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why a good investment management strategy is so important, Jack. You mitigate risk as you move closer to needing the money. Speaking of business, a great lesson in just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something, coming up in a few minutes. But boy, howdy, this rising star of the Democratic Party, Stacey Abrams, lost to Brian Kemp in the gubernatorial race a few years ago. She's running against him again. Even after
she claimed the election was stolen.
That's right.
Which she still hasn't backed off of.
No.
That gets not enough attention in the media, that one of the rock stars of the Democratic Party became a rock star by being an election denier.
Right.
Right, indeed. And then she ran around registering people to vote, which is fabulous. It's great. But she also became an activist in destroying any concept of ballot security. Just mail them out across the fruited plain. Anybody can connect them and or collect them and bring them in. So she's on that side of things. But she's trying to win governor of Georgia again. And she was at a forum the other day, and she said the following.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Just so you, in case you didn't hear that clearly, she said, speaking of the fetal heartbeat and various fetal heartbeat laws, there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body. So that's what you're doing there when you get the various prenatal tests, is everybody's there, including the mom and the perhaps tearful dad, cognizant now that there's a miracle growing inside his partner. That's not what it's about. It's in establishing the point that men have the right to take control of a woman's body.
And apparently the female doctors I had in both cases for both pregnancies for Sam and Henry and the ultrasound machine and the hospital, and they're all in on it. The yeah. continuation of the men keeping women down with the whole fake heartbeat thing.
Right. And bottom line, she's talking about, you know, it's just a manufactured sound. It's an electrical impulse or a proto heartbeat. We got emails, very helpful, from a number of folks who are either techs or OBGYNs, doctors, and that sort of thing, explaining the different sorts of machines that you use to look at the fetus and its development, that sort of thing, and how, you know, conceivably in a lawyerly way, okay, it's not a true heartbeat and that it's not circulating blood throughout the child's body, but it's a proto heartbeat that shows the fetus is alive and developing.
That is an amazingly sick and twisted statement that she made, and I don't know if she's going to get away with that or not, but I don't know how many of even her constituents who really hated the Roe versus Wade being overturned are okay with this whole thing. So that orifice that's going to turn into a nose isn't really a nose, and the place where the eyes will go, those aren't. I mean, what are you trying to claim here?
And those little fingers and toes, they're not fingers and toes yet.
What are you going with here? And she went on to,
manufactured images designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body.
So she goes on to say that it's not a heartbeat, I think she said, until 10 weeks, which is weird in terms of the argument she's trying to make. So you are saying it's a heartbeat at 10 weeks then? And all of this dust up is around 12-week cutoffs or 15-week cutoffs. So
right.
What's going on there?
I think you just made our case for us.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Right.
But, you know, I asked the question yesterday, does she have children?
I don't think
the answer, not surprisingly, was no. And what she doesn't realize in her quest to just make everything ugly and combative is that, my dear, you just turned one of the most amazing and miraculous moments of every parent's life
that you never just forget.
Right, that you never forget. You just told every parent that wasn't incredible, miraculous, and earth-moving. That was ugly and fake. Wow. Nice political calculation, you moron.
Yeah, you were duped. All those emotions, duped. You were duped. I can't believe that landed very well with anyone.
Got a couple of emails, as you might guess. Got quite a few, but I've chosen a couple. Christy writes, I don't usually get upset about news stories. Otherwise, I'd be upset all the time, and who needs that?
I hear you.
Amen to that.
That's the way I am.
But when Stacey Abrams had the gall to claim that the heartbeat at 6 weeks is essentially fake and the creation of the patriarchy, it flat out pisses me off. As an infertility patient of many years, including 5 rounds of in vitro fertilization, that 6 week heartbeat is everything. I'm blessed to have heard it twice after hard fought battles, and I know the pain all too well when you expect to hear it and you don't.
Oh boy.
That missing heartbeat was one of the hardest days of my life, and her ridiculous dismissal of that proves how disconnected she is for humanity.
Thank you for the note, Christy. She says some very nice things about us, which is a nice balance to, you know, the previous emails we read. And then Tom has some very helpful notes on the technical realities of the thing we're discussing. And then he summarizes, and he's, I believe, judging by all the letters after his name, he's definitely, yeah, in the medical field. And so now let's have Stacy tell all those first trimester moms who come to my ER for bleeding over the years, who were so relieved to have a normal fetal heart rate or ultrasound, who were so heartbroken when I had to tell them there was no fetal activity.
Oh, boy.
Tell them that it all meant nothing. Wow.
I haven't followed Stacy Abrams at all. Some of my favorite political pundits say, how did she exactly become such a rock star? Was it just the election denying? Because she's not really very good at this whole being a politician thing.
It's becoming clear. Yeah,
because that was, man, that was some poor calculation right there.
Yeah, what a brutal thing to say. We have more people blasting away at it, but you got the idea.
Right. So I haven't checked the latest polling, but in terms of governor races, that Carrie Lake in Arizona doing much more competitive than some people had been concerned about. She's practically Trumpier than Trump, and the TV anchor, and she's doing pretty well.
She's completely phony, but she's really skilled. And, you know, I just called a politician phony.
Watch
alert the media.
Exactly. And watch the way you talk. She might be the next governor of Arizona.
Okay.
Be arrested, you cross the border.
Governor bashing is kind of my thing.
Mm.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's right, you lunkhead.
That's right. Radio host calls politician phony. Details,
you know,
to come.
The kind and gentle part of me almost hates to beat on Gavin Newsom because he is so certain he could be president, and he's so wrong. I mean, he is going to get a sniff of the Oval Office, and in the way only somebody runs for the office can understand. I've read descriptions of it by eloquent folks, otherwise I wouldn't know. But you get a need, a fever in you that's somewhere between a coke addict and a horny teenager.
Oh, geez.
Needing that office just so desperately. And his hopes are going to be dashed badly and in an embarrassing fashion.
So we're all human. We all fall short sometimes.
Well, and you're gonna is the thing.
We're about to take a break, but I came across this earlier. This is from the Dispatch. You know that old Johnny Cash lyric, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die? Well, NASA scientists crashed a $300 million spacecraft into an astronaut just to see if they could.
Into an asteroid?
Yeah. See right. If they could.
Just to watch it jiggle.
Science, that's exactly right, Michael. We have much more on the way. The protests in Iran continue to grow, and people who've been watching this sort of thing decades say this one could be different for a lot of reasons we can explain. All kinds of different stuff on the way. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Nix Sleek Proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. And retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Listen to this. A new poll found that in a potential 2024 matchup, Biden and Trump are essentially tied. Keep in mind, the poll has a 3-point margin of error and a 10-point margin of these guys are like 80. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. How about the reaction by the audience to the setup?
Right. Yeah. No excitement.
Stop threatening me. Yeah. Oh, speaking of threat. So I'm getting ready this morning. And I glance over at the counter where Judy often leaves stuff for me to see when she's not around. And there's a letter, and it's from a certain rental car company, of which I am a, like, your status member.
Prime,
go straight to the car.
Gold premium member.
Exactly. Extra special guy. And this, there's no need to name this company, but, you know, if my sister Mavis was going to start Mavis Car Rental, I would go with her.
So if I punch you in the arm, it doesn't hurt.
No.
Your sister Mavis.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha.
So we rented a car, a minivan, at SeaTac Airport, Seattle Tacoma Airport, for my daughter's wedding to shuttle people back and forth.
Judy and because and you're a the car. Diamond Circle Premium member.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. They scatter rose petals in the garage for me to walk to the car. And then there's a champagne toast as we open the doors.
Right. Right.
We sit down. There's a masseuse in the back rubbing my shoulders.
Somebody playing the cello for some reason.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful. Wonderful there at Mavis Rent-A-Car. And so like an hour and a half after we exit the airport, I think a warning light went on or something. And I realize the right rear tire is really low on air pressure. And so I thought, that's kind of odd. So I stop at a gas station. I squat down. I pay a buck or whatever it was. I fill it back up again and start monitoring the air pressure. Well, by about 2-3 hours later, it became clear, no, that tire's losing air.
There you go. That's always fun.
At this point, it's fairly late in the afternoon, and I know by the rate of air loss, I can get it to the airport the next morning to swap it out. So I go back the next morning. I say, hey, this van I picked up yesterday, it's losing air, right rear tire. You need to check it out. They're like, oh, we're very sorry, sir. Let us, blah, blah, blah. We have another man go to space J3, if you'll give us a moment for the cellist to tune up.
Exactly. They had to rescatter the rose petals.
Exactly. But they said, yeah, we've got another one for you right there. Thank you very much. And so I jump in it. I say, wow, that's really good service. And so we go on. And so we got this letter. Thank you for renting your vehicle with us at Mavis Car Rental, et cetera, et cetera. According to the terms of the rental agreement.
This preliminary letter is to notify you we identified tire damage on the vehicle you checked in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, somebody identified tire damage.
Wow.
It was me. According to the terms of the rental agreement, you were responsible for the cost of repair. In order to recover the costs associated with this damage, Avis Car Rental will charge the credit or debit card you have on file for the vehicle repair cost is $56.40. And then they tack on a $29 administrative costs fee.
$30 for the paperwork.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wow. So, F you.
So they're going to charge me $85.40 for having been given a car with a leaky tire. The amount will be charged approximately 20 days from the date of this letter. The cost breakdown is as follows, blah, 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 blah. Mavis Car Rental holds this relationship with our customers in the highest regard. If you have any questions, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm going to write them back, and I have a couple of different ideas. Number one idea is, for various reasons, we have kids scattered around the country. Judy and I fly around a fair amount. We rent cars all the time, and we're going to rent a car for a couple weeks.
I'll never rent an Avis car based on your story you just told.
Well, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them I have a car rental coming up. You know, I could open the Mavis car rental app and tell you how much I'm paying for this car for a couple weeks, but it's quite a bit. I mean, it's hundreds of dollars. I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cancel my car rental for hundreds of dollars, and I'm never going to use you again. I'm just going to become a diamond-certified cello rose petal member at another company.
Right.
Thanks. Goodbye. F you.
Right. Are rental car companies really struggling to make profit? Because I used to back in the day, if I got a rental car, I never looked it over. It was never a thing. But I got dinged, a year or two ago where I didn't look it over and you point out some scratch somewhere and they claim that I did it. So now yeah. I walk around the car and write down all the crap and everything. So are they just like really working to try to make money?
I wonder, the fact that they will deduct that from my credit card or charge it to 20 days from the date of this letter suggests to me it's like, you know, when they ask you if you want the undercoating at the car dealer and try to convince you it's a great idea. They're waiting to see who resists. They send out 1,000 of these letters.
Yeah.
650 people say, you mother blankers, I'll never use you again. And they say, oh, no offense intended. We value you as a customer. Don't worry about it. But the 350 you don't, they ding them.
Maybe.
That's my guess. Now, you know, if I like T-boned a fire hydrant because I was drunk or something like that, I totally get that. But the idea that an innocent mishap, which I maintain probably happened before I picked up the car.
And was a pain in the ass to deal with. So you pick up a car, it's got a little tire, so you got to bring it back and all that sort of stuff. Come on, you owe me money.
Exactly. You read my mind. I'm tempted to ask if there are any attorneys out there who just for a chuckle like to write a letter for me countersuing Avis for the time, trouble, and emotional distress this caused
distress.
Me on the weekend of my daughter's wedding.
Right. My great uncle died in a car wreck because it had low air pressure, and that's all I can think about now.
My elderly father had to be picked up at the airport. My daughter's getting married. I was terrified. I was emotionally distressed. It caused me physical pain, loss of consortium.
I was on the
there
way.
There was no way I could get an erection with that going on.
I was on the way to pick up AIDS medicine and the cancer cure.
Well, no, there's no need to make stuff up. You don't know how lawyering works. You just take the mundane and make it sound horrifying.
Right.
And so, yeah,
the
plus,
mundane
you know,
and make it sound horrifying. It was the tire was low, and now when I think about it, I get heart palpitations and can't do my job.
Well, and I had to squat down, and it was quite warm, and I got sweaty. What was the other one? I had another good one. I'm not bragging, but I don't make $15 an hour. So if you make me waste an hour of my time, it's going to cost you.
There you go.
So you biatches owe me $15,000, or we can just forget about this. What do you say?
Right.
Bastards. Have you not been to your own offices there at the airport? There are 15 rental companies that are practically interchangeable. I'm a diamond inner
right.
circle, gold-plated, rose-petal cello member. What are you doing? What are you thinking? For $82. Yeah, $85, you dumb bastards.
So we played that clip, a joke from Fallon, which the point was there's a poll out where Biden and Trump are pretty close together if they were to run together. Again, Joe's under the belief that neither one of them will run again. But it reminded me that James Carville is quoted in a Politico piece saying you can't pivot away from the obvious, talking about Joe Biden trying to pivot to other things other than like the economy and gas prices. Maybe we'll touch on that because that's a pretty good point. It's hard to pivot away from the obvious.
And for the record, no way Biden runs 60%. Yes, Trump runs.
Mm.
That's my official.
So you think more likely than not for Trump?
Yeah, barely.
If you miss an hour of this show, you can get it in podcast form. Just search for Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.